You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time tonight, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It is indeed a great habit to get into. All right, a couple of quick housekeeping kind of things we got to do. I've gotten a couple of emails from people who have said that, they're not getting the K-Files e-zine, although they were subscribed. Well, remember, we have been hit almost daily for the past week and into this week. And we've been having to reinstall pages, databases, and software every single day. And so is it possible that somehow you were not in the maybe you didn't subscribe in time to be into the backup that we restored? Well, that's possible. I don't know. But if you have always been getting the K-Files e-zine and you didn't get a note from me today, then if I were you, I'd go click that button again that says K-Files e-zine, and just subscribe again. It's free. Because, we want you to get it. I don't want you to not get it. I want you to get it. But if you're not getting it, I sent not a K-Files e-zine, but an update I sent out today. If you didn't get it, and check your trash mail, your bulk mail, your junk mail, whatever you call it, make sure it's not in there. But check, and if you didn't get it, pretty good chance you might need to resubscribe. What about the cap? Okay, some of you have seen it before. This is the official Kevin Smith Show cap. All right, let me show you the logo on this cap. There we go. Let's see there. How about that? See that little alien peeking out from behind the letters there? That is the Kevin Smith Show cap. Now, you can get yours at our online store. So look at my webpage, and you'll see the link that says "Online." Visit our online store. It's up on the right-hand side of the page. And just go over there and take a look. And they've got a lot of good stuff in there. But, this is demanded by high fashion. I don't know if you're aware of this, but not only have we redefined internet radio, not only have we redefined UFO talk shows, not only have we redefined the way talk shows ought to be, we have redefined high fashion all across this globe. Now, when you go to a black tie event, where you got to have the black bow tie and you've got to have the you got to have the tux and all of that. You got to have the Kevin Smith Show ball cap to go with it. Comes in two colors. They're white, and you can also get them in tan. So it is the epitome, the height of galactic fashion, and you got to have yours. So if you don't have it, be sure you go over there and get it. Also got a couple of emails about how do you listen. You heard me say something about iPhones. You heard me say something about listening on cell phones. How do you do that? Well, we got people all across this country, truckers all across the country, listening to this show every night on their iPhones and cell phones. Go over to iradiola.com. The instructions are there. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Open Line Live tonight, and that means BYOT. You get to bring your own topic, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about, okay? So we'll open the phone lines here in a little bit, and you can call with the topic you wish to talk about. It can be a guest that we've had or a guest you think we ought to have. Or it might be your topic might be something strange and unexplained and paranormal that you've seen, or it might be something like a book that you've read that has to do with the things we talk about, or anything. I don't care as long as it isn't politics. Keep it within the genre of what we talk about, and the floor will be yours. The mic will be yours. Bring your own topic. A couple of other housekeeping things we've got to do, and then a couple of items in the news that I think are worthy of our attention. Got an email again today, and I've been getting this email actually from one person sends a similar email about once a month, and then another person a little bit less frequently, but both of them say the sort of the same things. And what it has to do with is, why don't you do this or that, because that's how they do it on Coast to Coast. Well, look, I got to tell you something. I got great respect for Coast to Coast. I've met George Norrie. I've had George Knapp on the show. Art Bell, the founder of Coast to Coast, Art Bell and I have exchanged emails, and I've got great respect for them. But this is not Coast to Coast, okay? You need to get, when you tune in to the Kevin Smith Show, you got to get Coast to Coast out of your blood, because this is not Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast is gigantic here in the United States. They do a tremendous job. I got nothing bad to say about Coast, but they have their show, and Kevin has his. Now, they're gigantic in the United States, no question about it. The Kevin Smith Show is gigantic around the world. We're in 95 countries. We're on internet radio, AM radio, FM radio, shortwave radio, internet TV, iPhones, cell phones. And probably somewhere somebody's broadcasting the Kevin Smith Show with a couple of Dixie cups and a string. Regardless, the point is, we do what we do. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm not trying to be rude, but you just have to understand, I really don't care what everybody else is doing. And I really don't know what everybody else is doing. I don't listen to those shows, all those other shows. I don't have time. I'm busy with this one. It is a full-time, more than full-time job. So I'm not angry about it. Just want you to understand. Vanilla ice cream is good. Chocolate ice cream is good. Some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate, and some people like them both. But they're not. Vanilla's never going to be chocolate, and chocolate's never going to be vanilla. So they've got their show and the way they do things, and we've got ours and the way we do things, and I hope you like it, hope you enjoy it, and I will never be a Coast to Coast convert, okay? The Kevin Smith Show is the Kevin Smith Show, and it is what it is. Members area, we keep getting attacked in the members area, and I keep restoring stuff to the members area. But if you find something there that isn't working, let me know, and I will again fix it. We go through this about every 2 years. Just about, it's almost like clockwork. About every 2 years, we go through a spate of hackings. And we just have to live through it and get on with it. And as you've noticed, it has not stopped us from being on the air, nor shall it. All right, a couple of things in the news that I think are really worth our attention. One, because it's just highly interesting. I started getting emails about this, I guess, late last night, and continued into the day. I got a bunch of emails about this, and I want to thank all of you who send me emails with links to things I need to take a look at. I do look at them, and sometimes they make it to the show, as did this one. But this is, do something very quickly here for those who are watching KSS TV. Bristol, England, there was a very large flat, I think it is triangular, craft that or object that was seen over Bristol. Now, you know, if you go to YouTube and you Google UFO Bristol 2009, you'll find the video, and you watch it several times. It looks to me like a giant triangle in the sky, and it's flying from right to left, and it looks to me like it's slowly spinning on its axis, so that the triangle is rotating, slowly rotating, as it flies from right to left. That's what it looks like to me. And this was seen and videotaped by Andy Hadlington, a 36-year-old computer game writer. He was in his office in Knowle. Knowle is the town. Bristol, of course, the county. But he was in his office, and he said just sort of out of the corner of his eye, he saw something out there, and he looked, and this is what he saw. And so he grabbed his video, I guess it's a video camera. I don't know if it was that or cell phone. You know, most cell phones now have video, or a lot of them do. But anyway, he said it was just the freakiest thing he's ever seen. And he said it was pretty exciting. And he said it just sort of hovered past the houses. There was no sound. And so he captured this on video. Well, the only negative thing in the report that showed up in, I think it was in the London Telegraph. Is that what it was in? The Daily Telegraph, I'm sorry. It was in the Daily Telegraph. And the only sort of negative thing in the report, and it really wasn't negative, but he says, he was the only one that saw it. No one else in town seems to have seen this. At least no one has come forward yet. And so, you know, that puts a little bit of a question mark on this. But go over and take a look after the show, of course. Take a look at the video over at YouTube and see what you think about this. Now, I've got people writing to me and saying, you know, well, what do you think? Well, to me, I mean, I'm not a video expert. To me, it looks authentic. But I'm certainly not campaigning for that and saying that it is authentic, nor am I questioning Andy Hadlington and saying that this is a hoax. I'm not saying either one. It looks to me to be genuine. I don't see anything that just readily pops out and says this is a hoax. But, you know, we've heard about these flying triangles before, and, you know, usually, and people say, well, they're silent. You know, there's no sound. And that's what he said, no sound. But usually they talk about it just hovering, or it's maybe it's flying slowly across, you know, but it's not rotating on its axis. And this one, to me, if you watch that video several times and watch very closely, it looks to me like it might be rotating. I don't know. What do you think about it? I'd like to hear from you after you take a look at it. One thing seems to be the case, though. It seems that the United Kingdom is becoming a real UFO hotspot. When you do the search for UFO Bristol 2009, you do that search, you're going to find this video, but you're going to see a bunch of other videos from UFO sightings above Bristol in 2008. So, And just do UFO sightings UK and see how many you find. You're going to see a bunch. There are just loads of UFO sightings, apparently, happening over the UK. Seems to be a hot spot. And these hot spots, you know, I've had guests on where I've asked about this, you know, is there any pattern to why an area becomes a hotspot? I mean, have you noticed any pattern? Because it seems to move around. They'll be seen a whole bunch over an area, and then poof, it's gone. They don't come back for years. But then a whole bunch of sightings over another area, and then the same thing happens. It just fades away, and nobody sees anything else. And then it develops somewhere else. And so I've asked guests, you know, is there a pattern? Can you tell if there's any logic or reason or rationale behind why a place is a hot spot for a while and then it all goes away? And I've asked that of a bunch of guests over the past 9 years. Oh, by the way, I didn't even tell you. On the 11th, this is the 14th, on the 11th was our 9th birthday here at the Kevin Smith Show. It came and it went. We were so busy fighting the hack attacks. But anyway, over the last 9 years, I've asked that question to a number of guests, and every one of them has answered. They notice the same thing, but they cannot see any pattern. They cannot see any reason or logic behind it. So I don't know. But very, very interesting video, Mr. Hadlington. And like I say, folks, take a look at it and see what you think. Looks like a big, big object, though. Russia is planning to charge NASA $51 million per space flight. That's when the shuttle stops flying. Now, I've talked about this on the show. I've said it doesn't make sense to me that NASA would get rid of the shuttle flights in 2010, which is the plan, I believe, or 2012. Yeah, 2012 is that'll be the last shuttle flights. And then the new system that they plan to use in replacement of the shuttle will not be ready to fly until it's not scheduled to be ready to fly until 2015. Well, I find that to be ludicrous. Now, that means from 2012 till 2015, the United States of America will not have manned space flight capability, at least not with the public program called NASA. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you cancel or kill a program before you have its replacement ready to go? Now, they're saying 2015. They're already behind schedule. And, you know, it's not going to be 2015. They're not going to be ready to go in 2015. but that was the original target date. Why would you kill the shuttle program when that's the only ride you've got into space? Why would you kill it before its replacement is ready? And we, you know, we talked about this, and I talked about how the Obama administration is taking a hard look at that whole scenario. They don't think that's too smart either. And but anyway, that's the plan. I'm not sure whose plan it was, but it's not a real bright one, in my opinion. Now, I happen to know that we have a whole raft of NASA people that listen to this show. And if you work at NASA and you can call and explain to us why the shuttle program needs to die 3 years before the replacement program, the Constellation, is even scheduled to fly, and you know it's not going to fly in 2015. It's just not. Why would there be a 3 year gap? What's the reason and rationale behind that? And as I said, I know we have a raft of NASA people, a whole bunch of NASA people that listen to this show. So, I'd love to hear from you. I'm not going to criticize whatever you tell me. I just want to hear the answer. And we'll open the phones in a little bit, and you can call and tell me. But anyway, during that three-year period of time, Russia is going to charge NASA $51 million per spaceflight to carry our astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Now, I've heard some criticism of that. I've heard some people saying, well, that's just outrageous for them to be charging all that money. And, now wait a minute. When we grounded the space fleet, when we grounded the shuttle fleet after the second disaster, we rode to and from the space station with Russia and didn't pay them anything for a while, and then they finally got some payment, and they were the only ride going. But they kept us in the space business. I don't really think that them charging $51 million per space flight is all that outrageous. Remember this. Remember that we'll be sending, you know, what do we normally send up to the space station? A crew of two, three that get off and stay at the space station? Okay, their Soyuz will carry a total of three people. And if two of those are Americans and their gear, well, I don't know. You know, they charge $20 million for a tourist, $51 million for astronauts and their gear. I don't know. I don't think that's outrageous. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about, it is open line, and we'll open the lines here in just a moment. But I wanted to finish up talking about this thing with, Russia and their plan to charge NASA $51 million per space flight. They have taken tourists to space, and a single tourist, not carrying any scientific gear, not carrying any special provisions other than a space suit, I guess, $20 million. Now, you take two American astronauts and a bunch of gear that they're carrying up there, and, let's say you do $20 million apiece for them, and then the rest of that price $11 million to carry whatever gear and special equipment they're taking. I'm not sure that's really outrageous. But here's the deal. Beggars can't be choosers. And NASA has chosen to put America in the position of being a beggar, hitchhiking rides to space. I think that's dumb. Now, there might be some really good reasons why they have to do that. And I'd like to hear them. If we got someone from NASA that will call us, and I know you're listening. So give us a call when I open the phone lines and tell us why that makes sense. Because I got to tell you, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't blame Russia. I mean, $51 million is a lot of money. Whenever, you know, like I said, beggars can't be choosers. And when you're standing out at the launch pad with your thumb out trying to hitch a ride, you got to pay the price that they want to charge. Why has NASA put us at the launch pad with our thumb out? I think that's a pretty good question. I'd like to know the answer. All right, we are going to open up the telephone lines. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, as long as you don't get into politics and some other kind of really weird and nonsensical stuff, because that's basically how I view political talk shows. You may not. I view them as nonsensical. But whether I do or don't, it's just not in the genre of what we talk about. The telephone number is 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. If you want to talk about a previous show that we've had, you want to talk about a guest that we've had, you want to talk about a topic that we've discussed, that is indeed the number to call. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yes, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello there, yes. Did you guys miss me the last few days?
Well, I noticed you hadn't called in, yes.
Oh, I was busy with family up north, taking a little vacation. Anyway, NASA, well, we all know about them and their history of not telling the truth.
Well, what do you think they're not telling the truth about with this?
Well, I think just about anything that comes out of their mouth is actually, it's either been half-truths or flat-out lies, quite frankly.
Well, they're not lying when they say they're going to cancel the shuttle program.
Yeah, but what is the reason why they're canceling the shuttle program is what I want to know.
Well, that's what I want to know. I think that's what President Obama wants to know as well.
Well, I think over the years, I think one of the reasons why we haven't been back to the moon is because, quite frankly, we were told not to go back to the moon by those who were already occupying the moon. And I think ones like Bob Dean and other notable and respectable names have said it's the Anunnaki that have their bases on the moon, and they said this belongs to us and not you.
Okay. What do you base that on?
What do I base that on? Well, I think Bob Dean is a very respectable guy. He was an insider. Bob, you know who Bob Dean is, eh?
I know Bob Dean.
Robert O. Dean.
I know him. I have met him, and I've interviewed him face to face, and I've had him on the show via telephone as well. I know Bob Dean.
Well, in an interview with Project Camelot last year, he was asked, he was talking about the stuff on the moon and some of the structures on the moon, and Kerry Cassidy went and asked him, who do they belong to? And he said, and he asked Kerry, he said, do you know who the Anunnaki are? And Kerry went, of course, said, of course. And that's who said, that's what I'm basing it on, Bob Dean, as well as other people who have spoken, so.
Okay. I don't have any problem with the idea that there's someone else on the moon. As a matter of fact, on this bookshelf behind me, there is a book called Someone Else is on Our Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And or Someone Else is on the... Hang on a second. Let me just see. Here we go. Someone Else is on the Moon. It's by George Leonard. And this is an excellent book. And it's an old book. It was sent to me by one of our listeners. I don't have a problem with the idea that someone else is on the moon, and I don't really have a problem with the idea that it's Anunnaki, but I'm not really sure as to, you know, just how tight the source information is. In other words, I'm not talking about how tight is Bob Dean. I'm talking about how tight is the information, the source of the information he's got. And
he's part of the old boys network, which means that he's got access to some pretty top secret information. So I tend to buy him as a credible source of information more than anybody else. You know what I mean?
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. So. What do you think the deal is with this NASA cancellation of the shuttle? Why do you think NASA would create a 3-year gap in their space flights?
In the space flight, perhaps because they're doing something up in space that they didn't want us to know about, possibly part of the secret space program.
Yeah, but if you're still sending astronauts up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've still got American astronauts going up. They're just not riding on the shuttle. They're going up on Soyuz. So I don't think that hides something they're doing in space. If they launch a shuttle from anywhere, I don't care if they launch it from Cape Canaveral or if they launch it from Vandenberg, and they can launch the shuttle from Vandenberg. In fact, it is one of the backup launch centers for the shuttle program. It's also a backup landing area for the shuttle program. So they can do it. But when you light a fire in the tail of that bird, people for miles and miles and miles see it. And there's a trail of smoke like nobody's business. So, you know, if they're going to cancel the shuttle program for taking astronauts into space so they can use the shuttles to do some other kind of secret something, you can't do anything secret with a shuttle.
Or maybe they have a new kind of craft that they're going to start testing out. Maybe the shuttle craft is obsolete and they're going to start putting something new up there.
Okay, so why aren't they going to use that to carry astronauts into space?
Oh, who knows? Now you never get a straight answer out of NASA anyway.
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, when I run all the scenarios, I've thought of the scenario that you've suggested, and when I run all the possible scenarios that I can think of, none of them make sense. Why do you have a 3-year bubble in the pipeline? You know, that nothing seems to make sense here.
I know. I'm trying to make sense of it myself, and well, you know, with NASA.
I have a higher opinion of NASA than you do. I don't think they lie about everything. I really don't. And in fact, you know, NASA tells the truth about UFOs, but they do it in language that you really have to parse what they say.
Yeah,
to see that they're telling the truth.
If you contact the Air Force, a lot of people tend to contact the Air Force and other government agencies about UFOs. They say, can you tell us about UFOs? Well, you see, there's the proper usage of wording. They're saying, well, to these people, the Air Force, these things are not unidentified. So obviously they're going to say, no, we don't have any UFOs, and they're telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. We don't have any information on UFOs because they're identified to them anyway. To them, they are identified. You know what I mean?
Yeah, plus they don't use the term UFO because no. They also use the term fast walker.
Fast walkers and other terms. If you're gonna contact the Air Force or anybody or any government agency about information, you're going to have to say, well, I want information on EBEs that have been in contact with government. And maybe then you might get somewhere.
I doubt it. But you're right. You do have to use the proper terminology, and if you don't use the proper terminology, they will answer you truthfully and say, as you said,
yeah,
we have no information on UFOs, and they don't, because either they're identified or they are unidentified aerial phenomena or they are fast walkers. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you again.
Have a good night, man.
I do have a little bit of a better opinion of NASA than Kevin does, and a little bit better opinion than a lot of you do. That doesn't mean that I think you're wrong. It's, different isn't wrong. You know that, don't you? I just have a different view. I think they do tell us the truth in ways that they can get away with looking like they said nothing. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for having Paul on last night. It was actually very interesting. I tend to believe that NASA's working on some alternative fuel rockets and the like, and that's why I think they're going to be shelving the shuttle missions, until they feel they've got this alternative fuel ready to go.
Well, they may be. Now, the stated plan of action is they are working right now on the space shuttle's replacement. It's called the Constellation. And it has been described as Apollo on steroids. And, it's going to look like an Apollo space capsule, but it's many times larger. And they're having some real engineering problems with that. One of the big problems is when they build the rockets that are large enough to carry this thing into space, because it is pretty huge. When they light those rockets, the vibration of takeoff would be fatal to the crew. And so they're working on solving that. And they got some real engineering problems. But the thing is, they are working on its replacement now. Here's what I don't understand. If they're working on its replacement now, why would we think they're working? It's going to be conventional rockets. So why would we think they're working on exotic propulsion systems?
Well, I mean, I'm tending to look at it that way, because the price for fuel for just one booster rocket is over almost $1 billion. And it's just, to me, it just doesn't seem very feasible to keep using, fossil fuels to get up there. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you. Debbie, we're into a break. I got to run. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Kev.
All right. All right, folks, we'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. Don't go away. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And it is open line live tonight. The telephone number is 602-539-9580. Or toll free at 888-223-4599. Again, the telephone numbers 602-539-9580, or you can give me a call on the toll free line at 888-223-4599. Okay, let's go to this caller. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
Like I said, I spoke to you, last week about NASA and this. I think they plan on rolling out something more like the Aurora, that's really going to take the place of this thing. I think if they're working on something that's that big that dangerous to the crew, I think they might be actually going to be used as a workhorse to lift equipment to Mars or the moon, and not actually have astronauts aboard. I just can't believe that, since the, you know, SR-72, the Blackbird, whatever, you know, was still state of the art when they rolled that out, and now they got the, you know, the our new fleet of invisible, can't think of the name of them, Mart, second here, our aircraft.
You're talking about the stealth aircraft?
Yeah, stealth, yeah. Mm-hmm. That there isn't something else already flying, you know, to take that place. I mean, that just seems to be the procedures of how they handle stuff. So, you know, that's my opinion.
But why do you think they would be having these people engineer this Constellation craft? I mean, it is a crew craft. It's not a cargo craft.
I don't know. I think they'd be getting done with trying to pull the wool over our eyes. I believe that they're beyond that. You know, I can't really say, you know, unless they still think they can try and fool us. I mean, I don't believe we really need that. You know, I think the days of, you know, riding firecrackers are over. But, you know, I can't give an answer to that.
I'll tell you what, that's a whale of a bottle rocket they're building. It will make. Do you remember the Apollo program and the Saturn V rockets that they rode into space?
Sure do.
It's going to make the Saturn V rocket look like a midget.
Wow!
And that's the largest rocket we ever launched.
Just thinking of all the fuel and stuff, and you know they would need to actually get that. Because I heard that the shuttle itself was the biggest and powerfulest that kind of rocket that we could possibly feasibly make was that thing, the shuttle, and its and its engines.
Yeah, with the solid rocket boosters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Saturn V, the Saturn V was the largest, most powerful rocket that we have ever launched. You see, the space shuttle and its rockets, they are powerful, okay, but they don't burn for long. They're carrying more cargo into space on every flight than could have been lifted with, you know, in the Apollo program. But the Apollo rockets were designed. When I say Apollo rockets, I'm talking about the Saturn V. That whole system was designed not just to get into space, but to go from here to the moon. And the shuttle can't do that.
No. I'm kind of baffled about that. I think, you know, logically, you know, I believe we're beyond that. But, you know, I guess what do I know? I was wondering, did you get my email last week? Because I say you're still getting hit by...
Yeah, we're getting hit almost every day.
Because I sent you an email after, I think it was like Thursday's show, where I seen AP wire that the United States is prepared to launch military action against cyber wars.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
I sent you a link to that.
Yeah, well, I read that. And what they're doing is putting together... The military is putting together a cyber war unit, and what they will be able to do is people who are doing things to their computers, they'll go after them online. And look, I don't know what they really have planned, what they're going to be able to do, but let me tell you right now, there exist programs that they could run and shut a whole country down. There are programs that they can run it and shut the internet off for a whole country. And, yep. You know, they're not the only people that have that. But and the way I know that, I don't see, when I say they have it, let me explain who they are. I don't know who they are. I'm not talking about the military. I've talked with some computer programmers who told me that these programs exist, and that they are very, very effective. And they can shut down parts of the Internet, or they can shut down a whole country's Internet, or they can shut the whole Internet down.
Mm-hmm.
So those programs exist. I don't know in whose possession they are.
Yeah, because I know you keep bringing up, you know, those couple guys that got into a, you know, a few computers, you know, and that's just the low end of the stick. I mean, you know, I kept telling you about, you know, they're catching China breaking in about every week. You know, what about that? You know, the poor boy on the street gets hammered, and you know, the real problem, you know, seems to be getting away with it. You know, that don't make sense.
It's a little bit difficult to take any kind of action against the people that own your country.
Yeah.
Do you speak Chinese?
Pardon me?
Do you speak Chinese?
No.
All right, I'm going to teach you just how to say hello in Chinese. You need to know this, okay? Ni hao. That's how you say it.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Mm-hmm. You just said hello in Chinese. Ni hao. And you need to know that because they own a very sizable portion of your country.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
I just was worried about them coming and taking my house.
You never know. But if they do, you now know how to say hello. You can greet them when they come to do it. You can say, ni hao.
Teach me no. Go away.
I don't know how to say that. All right. Not in China. That's the only Chinese I know.
No, okay.
So, all right, Terry, have a good evening, and thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Wow. All righty then. Well, a call just tried to come in and then didn't make it, and I'm working feverishly with the software over here, folks. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy. That was a cool call. I was enjoying listening to that one. I was laughing at the ni hao thing.
Yeah. Do you speak Chinese?
No, but it was funny the way that you put that. God. Well, okay, I wasn't going to call in tonight. I was just listening and you know, had my legs up and was enjoying leeching off of the show by just listening. But I wanted to make sure that I put this out on the table real quick for the possible reasons of why NASA would be shut down for 3 years. I think that, like you were saying before, everything seems to come down to money. You know, when do the people act? You know, when it comes down to money. So there's really, in my mind, the two most logical solutions are, and I haven't looked at all of the evidence as far as how much their budgets, you know, how this is going to affect their budget and which way. You know, how many flights are they planning to do through Russia at 52 million through the year? If they were planning on doing two flights, you know, and they usually do 200, then I can see the almost logic in it. But I don't know the difference in finances between tearing it down and stuff like that. So
okay, Bob, hang on through the break, okay? I want to hear the rest of this. Hang on through the break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we've got Bob on the line. Bob, I had to cut you off, so I want to give you the floor.
Oh, that's okay. I don't blame you. I talk so much sometimes I'd shut myself off if I had to listen.
Ni hao.
Oh, boy. Well, I basically had two proponents as far as very good possibilities. The first one was just basically because I have no idea what their budgets are. If it would be some kind of big cost-effective thing so they could just powerhouse, you know, put all their money into that big powerhouse that they're making, just a big explosion of technology, and they need the money, or they didn't. You know, there's always that side. But the other side I was thinking of, if you take everything together, I think that there's a lot of different tiers within the government, and not all of them hold their accountability to people like Obama and the people that are out there waving, you know, that we hear about in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's a good possibility that they've been strong-armed to do it by a bigger government that gives them their funds. And you might not hear so much about it because, A, these aren't the type of people that are going to hold themselves accountable to people like Obama, because they're, you know, I've heard that the president himself only has, like, doesn't even have the clearance to look at UFO files from, like, Ronald Reagan or something. So there's obviously all this stuff going on. They have their own government program. They might even consider this just a joke, even though it means a lot to us. And in the end, I think it's a very good possibility that the director and people at NASA and stuff can't even talk about this stuff because this is all, you know, secret stuff and everything. But maybe they don't want us up there for 3 years. Maybe they're doing so much stuff up there, you know, that we're getting on with those night vision goggles and stuff, that they don't need NASA hanging around, or they have ulterior motives of which you wouldn't be able to make logic within NASA itself for doing it.
Interesting thoughts. Interesting thoughts. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Bob. Yeah, maybe. That very well could be the situation. All right, let's see. All right, I've got calls coming in fast and furious here, and that's a good thing. Let's take this call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don. Calling from Phoenix.
Yeah, Don.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, far as the shuttle, I call it the scuttle of the shuttle, but I know we discussed this before. I think we're talking about this about a week or so back when we talked about it. But, you know, we're all speculating on this secret space program. So if that is the case, you know, far as the scuttle and the shuttle is just a mute point anyways. It's just a public front and a waste of tax dollars.
You think the shuttle is a waste of tax dollars?
No, I'm saying, you know, if we do have a secret space program, if the shuttle is nothing but a public front, you know, just to fool us, then that's a waste of tax dollars if we've already got a far more advanced secret space program going on.
The military has had a space program for years and years and years. And I'm not saying anything that is not public domain. In saying this, I'm saying only what the military also admits. They admit that they have a space program. Vandenberg Air Force Base launches more times every year than Cape Canaveral does. So is there a secret space program? Yes, and there always has been. I mean, right from the time that we began going into space, there has always been a secret military space program. It's not very secret. What they're doing is secret, but I mean, the fact that it's there has always been out there. And you can go over to the website for Vandenberg Air Force Base, and on that website, they will give you the launch schedule for the whole year. Now, whether they include everything on there, who knows? But they will tell you they're launching this rocket and it will be carrying this payload. Some of those will say that it is a secret payload, a classified payload. But yeah, there is a secret space program.
Yeah, you're still talking about rockets. So if we actually do have bases on the moon and possibly Mars, like a lot of people speculate, then we must be using something more than carbon rockets, carbon-fueled rockets. We must have some type of anti-gravity crafts reverse engineered, which in case if we do, I'm sure this is just all speculation, but if we do, what I'm saying though, that would make what we're seeing, our shuttle being scuttled, it would just be a mute point because it's just a public front anyways.
Well, yeah, but the mission of NASA is different from the mission of any of these military flights. NASA's mission, I tend to buy what I hear about it being sort of a veneer, you know, it's a, for, you know, some military stuff. I sort of buy that. But look, its stated mission is sort of like Star Trek, to go where no man has ever gone, to seek out new life and so forth. It's a science mission. And it's an exploration mission. And the military would have a completely different mission. So I just don't see us getting rid of NASA. I don't think, I'm not defending everything that NASA's done or how they've done it. You know, because you listen to the show all the time, I scorch NASA rather severely. And you know,
yeah,
because
realize,
you've
yeah.
published some of my articles that where I scorch them. But I just don't see throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Its
yeah.
mission is different from the military mission.
But how much integration has the military already done into NASA? I think you had a guest on there. I can't recall his name, but he worked for NASA. Now, I don't remember what he said, but did he say anything to imply that the military has done any integration into NASA?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't remember his name either, but I know it was a guest you had that worked for NASA. God, I can't even think of his name.
Are you talking about Ted Tweetmeyer?
Huh?
Are you talking about Ted Tweetmeyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, now he didn't actually work for NASA. He worked at NASA. Okay? He worked for a contractor. And he was the project manager installing the launch controls in the launch pads underneath where the rocket is sitting.
Okay, so. I see. I didn't realize it was some kind of like subcontract deal. Did he express any opinion as far as his views with NASA and the military?
I don't recall him doing that, no. Now, he may have, but I don't recall it.
Okay, Kevin.
All right, Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, take care, bud.
All right. All righty then. Let's go back to the telephone, and let's bring this caller online. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, Kevin. How are you this evening?
Good. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Kevin from Northern Alberta calling.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Hi. Yeah, about NASA, well, it's probably time they retire the space shuttle. Let's face it, they've outlived their life expectancy.
Well, I agree, but I think the timing doesn't make sense.
Well, they're going to retire the space station in 2015.
The space station.
Yes, it's due for retirement in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading an article here that Russia wants to extend its life to 2020.
Yeah, I read that article too.
And then possibly build their own space station.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe NASA just run out of uses to going into space for now, and they figure for the few rides that they need, they can spend the $53 million. And, help pay for gas and get some free cabbage to boot, eh?
Well, now that could be. NASA may have accomplished almost everything they plan to accomplish at the space station. That I had not thought of. That is a possibility. And if that's the case, then, okay, we don't need the shuttle. If there are 10 more shuttle flights, 10 more, And you know, they were going to make this the shuttle flights at the end of 2010. That was going to be it, but they've extended it to 2012. So there's 10 more shuttle flights, and then that's it.
Great.
So maybe they just don't have anything else they plan to do at the space station. Now, here's my question. How are they going to deorbit that monster?
They claim it's going to come in like the mirror.
It's many times larger than the mirror.
Yeah, that's maybe they're going to put some explosives in it. I don't know. I'm just reading this article, and they say it's supposed to come into orbit and be destroyed in orbit. So, again, I don't know.
Hmm.
So we will see. And if that's the case, then I can understand that NASA looking at the bigger picture for going to the moon or to Mars with the larger rocket.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to say the Constellation program doesn't make sense to me either. Now, we've had some callers this evening that said, you know, we surely have something better than these standard rockets to fly into space. And I don't know whether we do or not, but I think we certainly should have. And I don't understand why they're engineering this gigantic rocket where you still light a fire in the tail of the bird and let it fly. I mean, that is antiquated rocketry. That's antiquated. And it seems to me there have to be much better ways to get into space.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just I don't know of any personally. I'm not an engineer or a rocket scientist, that's for sure.
Well, you know, Stanton Friedman is a nuclear physicist, and he worked on the development of and the successful testing, ground testing of atomic rocket engines.
Yes.
In the 1960s.
Yeah, I agree. It's time to go for something different, like atomic or nuclear or proton or neutron or something.
Well, and here's the thing, too, about that. You know, the argument is, oh, it's just so dangerous. If one of those was to blow up on launch, it could just be so devastating. We have nuclear-powered submarines running all over the bottoms of the oceans all over this world. So does Russia. And I think China has nuclear-powered subs. I think the French do. I think the British do. I can't be sure about that. I don't stay up on what's happening with all the navies. But I think all of those nations have nuclear-powered subs. And you've got those running all over the planet with nuclear power. And you're nervous about sending a nuclear-powered rocket up? That makes no sense.
Again, I agree. I agree. And, you know, it's obviously we need a lot of energy to get out of our orbit, so it's time for something completely different.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well, you added some perspective to it that I had not considered, and that is that it is true that the space station is due to retire itself. And I was thinking 2020, but that's because I had read that article.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kev. Bye-bye.
Oh, mercy. Those of you who are watching KSS, those of you who are watching KSS TV just got something that those on radio didn't get because I turned the mic off. My allergies are kicking up. I turned the mic off. I had to sneeze. I apologize for that. Nobody heard it, but some of you saw it. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. This is Ryan calling from Washington State.
Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Oh, boy, congratulations to your Texas Rangers for for beating my Seattle Mariners the last five straight games there. What about those Texas Rangers?
Well, I'll tell you, my kids, my three older kids, are real Texas Rangers fans, and they're real baseball fans. I have to be honest with you. I would rather watch grass grow than watch baseball. The only thing I've ever seen more boring than baseball is cricket.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to bring something up. I don't mean to change the subject here, but have you seen that declassified Russian UFO footage, that gun camera footage?
Yes.
Yeah, if you go over to YouTube and do a search on, if you do a search for Soviet UFO cylinder, that's Soviet UFO cylinder. It's the first one on top.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's a pretty incredible footage that's there. It's like a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure exactly if it's authentic or not, but I just thought it was pretty cool.
I think it is authentic. Yeah, I think that's authentic footage.
I think it is, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, who knows for sure. Now, Michio Kaku says that every 11 years, the sun goes through a pole shift. And I heard him say that the next time that's due to happen just happens to be in 2012. And I was just wondering what you thought about that. I don't know what anyone in the audience thought about that. Because if you really think about it, we're so reliant right now on satellites and technology that he says, if we're not careful, we could get zapped with some sort of a you know, the sun is so quiet right now that, you know, eventually something, it's going to fire up again. And we could lose a lot of satellites, and, I mean, it could basically wipe out a whole bunch of internet, you know.
Well, not only that, it can wipe out.
So reliant on that.
It can wipe out GPS. It can wipe out radio and television. Almost all of our communications at some point are beamed up to a satellite and then beamed back down. Not all of them, but almost all of them. And yeah, a big solar event, big solar flare, could wipe out lots of satellites.
Anyway, that's coming from Michio Kaku, and he's out there. He's actually trying to lobby Congress, which I don't think he's going to get anywhere. But he's trying to. We better be prepared for that, because you think it's bad now. Wait till you go to your bank and you can't get money out of your bank. Your credit cards. Everything's done on computer now. Everything's done on over satellites. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that has to do with NASA, but anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up, and just since it's open lines tonight.
Okay. Fair enough, yeah. And it does have to do with NASA, because they study the sun.
Do? What are the hackers for your show going to do? When? How are they going to shut us up if that happens?
Well, if the sun shuts us up, I probably can't fix that. Yeah, I probably can't repair that.
The hackers will be out of business too, so they're going to have to go back to flipping burgers at McDonald's, and we'll see what happens there. But we know they're out there, and guess what? Kevin, you're still on the air. Guess what? You haven't gone nowhere.
That's right.
It appears that they're not doing such a good job, are they?
No, it's just a frustration to me. But, you know, other than it being frustrating, they never really get us anymore. They used to. I don't know if you were listening back when they used to be able to take us completely down off the air. But it's pretty tough to do that now.
And we know who they are. One day they'll have two slippers and a cot, and that'll be in the middle of jail. So, but anyway, check out that video. You have a good night, Kevin.
Right.
I'll let somebody else call in.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, the telephone number 602-539-9580, or you can call me at 888-223-4599. If you happen to be outside the USA or outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. I've got one here from Clinton in Ireland, and he says, "Hello, Mr. Smith. If the Americans need a lift up to the space station, here's a link they can go to." And the link is Virgin Atlantic. Kevin.com. He said, I'm sure Richard Branson would be happy to help. Regards. thank you, Clinton. I'll pass that along. Well, we have NASA's listening tonight. They got it. All right, Bob in Australia. Hi, Kevin. We had a mass UFO sighting over Sydney last night. Oh, wow. All right, the craft was triangular in shape and looked to be over 200 meters in diameter. So 625, 630 feet. It passed over a power substation and hovered for about 5 minutes, then shot straight up into space. Over 400 people saw this thing. We'll keep you informed if we hear anything else, mate. Great show, Bob. All right, Bob. Well, see, that hasn't made the news over here. Unless it made the news after I scanned the news before the show. And it could. It could have hit the news here after I had been through looking for information for the show, which I do that every single day. So I did that at about 3:30, 4 o'clock. It could have hit the news after that. But I had not heard about this. But as our listener in Australia, we have a bunch of listeners, but this one, Bob, says that it was a mass UFO sighting. Over 400 people saw it, triangular craft, around 600, a little more than 600 feet across, 200 meters, passed over a power substation and hovered for about 5 minutes. Now, that is for a long time. Bob, there have to be some photographs of that. With 400 people watching for 5 minutes, somebody got some photographs or some video. Please, if you come across any of that, send it to us so that we can share it with the rest of the audience, okay? And those are flash messages. As I say, if you're outside the USA, if you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. And you do that by going to kevinsmithshow.com. And scroll down, you'll see a link that says flash message. All right, we have to step away for a break in a few seconds here. And when we come back, we'll continue more with your calls. It's Open Line Live. Bring your own topic, BYOT. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever you wish to talk about. The telephone number is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580, or toll-free at 1-888-223-4599. We just heard from one of our flash messages about a major sighting over in Sydney, Australia last night. And I'm hoping somebody will send me more information and photos on that. We need some photos. We need some video and more information. So all of our listeners over in Australia, see what you can scarf down and send this way. All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Ni hao, Kevin. This is Stefan from Quebec City again. How are you?
Ni hao, sawadee kap, dobroveche, buenos noches.
I have two comments to make on the extraterrestrials tonight.
All right, let's do it.
And the first one is, you hear a lot in forums and on other radio shows how some people say, well, there's no such thing as aliens because it's all black budget military craft. Well, I think that the existence of black budget military craft is sort of proof of extraterrestrials to begin with. Because we're just basically smart monkeys. I mean, who's giving us this technology? We have to be inspired or guided somehow, I think.
I don't know. I'll speculate, but I don't actually know. But I suspect that we do have back-engineered technology. I think that Colonel Philip Corso was telling the truth about what his job was and what he did. And that is a story of disseminating technology, parts of UFOs, to laboratories and to industry, and asking them to go to work on it and see what they can come up with. That's the story he told, and I think he told the truth.
It certainly makes sense with all the whistleblowers coming out in the world and all the information and evidence being pointed out.
Yeah.
Which sort of brings me to the next point is there's a lot of people saying that, well, what's so interesting about the human race? Why would they even bother visiting us at all? And I think that if you look at the ensemble of what's on the Earth, I mean, there's over 26 million species, and we're the only species that's doing all the crazy things we're doing now, which makes us pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah, I think our insanity, our insanity would be a point of interest. I'm serious.
Well, I agree with you, you know, but along with that insanity, well, you know, fine line between insanity and genius, and I think that we're like the teenager that's discovered their father's chainsaw. You know? And we're just making a mess in the garage, and eventually I think we'll either cut ourselves up and that'll be the end of us, or else somebody's going to come along and show us how to use that thing.
You make a good point. I think that, you know, we have some really, really smart people on this planet. And one of them was mentioned earlier, Dr. Michio Kaku. Nobody could deny that he's brilliant. Nobody can deny that Stephen Hawking is brilliant. Nobody would deny that Albert Einstein was brilliant. And there's lots of really brilliant people on this planet. However,
and a lot of them are guests on the Kevin Smith Show.
Well, you're exactly right. That is a fact. A lot of them are guests on this show.
Yep.
But having said that, of all of the physicists that I've talked to, and I've talked to a bunch right here on this show, only one recognized the fact that there are no laws of physics. All of them are sold on the idea that there are these laws of physics. And as long as you believe those are laws, you will never go outside those boundaries.
Well, it does feel comfortable pigeonholing things, whether it's people or concepts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you follow what I'm saying?
But,
see, as long as you think those are laws...
We have people that weren't able to break the 10-second barrier, then all of a sudden Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis came along, and then all of a sudden it's normal to break the 10-second barrier, whether you're using steroids or not.
Not for me. Not for me. I run like a deer, but I run like a 55-year-old deer.
Anyway, fantastic show as always, Kevin. I love listening to you, and keep it up.
All right. Thank you much. And in my best Serbian, do Virginia.
Ah.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Yep.
All right. Always a pleasure. I love Open Line Live. It's just so, for me, absolutely interesting because we hear so many different perspectives on things. And, you know, it's instructive for me and interesting for me. The telephone number is 602-539-9580. Or if you need to call us toll-free, you can call toll-free at 1-888-223-4599. I forgot the number. I had to look at my screen. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
I have several concerns, really, about retiring the shuttle and us depending on Russia, that's, in the past, we've had a Cold War with them and some tedious relations and whatever, and I can't imagine putting all our eggs in one basket and that basket being in Russia. That's just really odd to me.
It seems very odd to me. I mean, unless... I think it was Kevin in Alberta that brought up the point that the space shuttle is about ready to retire. I mean, the space station itself is about ready to retire. And so maybe NASA has, you know, they're kind of at the end of what they really wanted to do and needed to do on the space station. If that's the case, then okay, you don't really need to go to the space station too much, but okay, if that's the deal, then that makes sense. But I would think we would want to be active on the space station right up until it retires.
I would think so too, and who can say in 2009 that scientists aren't going to come up with more experiments they need to be done on the space station.
Yeah.
You know, that's every day new things happen and new experiments can be thought up to be done in zero gravity. And they're speculating ahead of time that in 2015 we're just not going to need to do it anymore.
Don't you find that it's pretty interesting that they're going to retire our manned space flight capability just before December the 21st, 2012?
Well, maybe we're all not going to be here. I don't know. I don't put much faith.
Well, maybe what they're doing...
2012.
Yeah, maybe what they're doing is saying, well... We don't think there's anything to this 2012 business, but we're going to play it safe. If we make it to the other side of 2012, then we'll put something else in space.
Yeah. I think probably the most interesting theory is Joanne Richards. Her family, her father, her brother, are supposedly in the Space Fleet program.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to speak in Sedona. If we do have that capability, there's no sense sending these old shuttles up, you know, that have got probably stress fractures in the metal, and you know, they're worn out. The fatigue in them from the multiple takeoffs and landings has to be enormous. And if we've got that capability, we can still go into space. I don't know why they don't just admit it. But I think that's probably a possibility. And
well, and like one of our callers said, maybe that's what's coming. Maybe they are going to just admit it, and that's going to be it.
I know you watch the History Channel a lot, but I was watching it the other night, and they did a commercial, and they said May 24th, an earth-changing event will take place. And that's all they said. Did you see that?
No, but it probably has something to do with some program they're going to show.
Yeah. They made it sound like something really big's coming. Of course, you know, it could be hyped up. So.
Well, what day of the week is May 24th?
Oh, gosh. That's the Sunday we'll be in Sedona.
That's correct. Well, on May 22nd, and on May 25th, an earth-changing event will happen. It'll be another Kevin Smith show.
I'll be watching.
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. Let's go to the other line. And, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Tony from Alberta.
Hi, Tony.
How are you tonight?
Outstanding, sir. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, I was listening to another talk show, and they were talking about, this guy was talking about, his name was Richard Boylan.
Yeah, and I know who he is, yeah.
You heard of, have you had him on the show?
Many years ago, 2002 was the last time, I think that was the last time we had him on the show.
Well, he was saying something about, I think Aurora Light, he was on the Aurora Light show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying something like they have 13 ships. He was naming all the different ships, and he said most of them are gravity-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And and most of them can go out outer space. So, you know, that was quite interesting, you know.
And who did he say has these ships?
Because he was quite a guest.
Who did he say has these ships?
Well, he said the United States.
Mm-hmm.
United States.
Well, it might be possible. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a we hear rumors about this sort of thing, and lots of times rumors turn out to be true. It is also a fact that lots of times the rumors turn out not to be true, and you kind of have to sift it. Did he say what his source for that information was?
Well, no, I don't quite remember, you know, because he said a lot of things, like he was on the Aurora Light show.
Mm-hmm.
You had her on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed very positive, like when she was questioning him about different things, and he says, oh, yeah, that's just the way it is. It's been around for a long time. You know, they've had these gravity machines, you know, they're just there. You know, and he talked very positive, but of course a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I when I heard that, I said, you know, I'll have to call Kevin and see what he knows about that.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Tony, we're into a break. I got to run.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls on Open Line Live at Kevin Smith Show. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it is Open Line Live tonight. That means that we'll talk about what you want to talk about. The telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580. The toll-free number is 1-888-223-4599. All right, 602-539-9580. Or 1-888-223-4599. You still have time. We've just got a few minutes left, but you still got time to get your call in, and we'll talk about what's on your mind. Or if you live outside of the USA, you live outside of Canada, you can go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down, and you'll see a link that says flash message. You can send me a flash message. I will be glad to read it. And we just gotten a wealth of information in here tonight, both from flash messages and from your calls. What do you think about this thing? I mean, it's just, to me, the whole idea of canceling the shuttles for 3 years, no manned space flight capability at NASA. That just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't make sense. I don't understand the logic behind that. And, of course, I guess there are people at NASA that would say, yeah, well, so what? Who cares whether you understand it or not? Well, you should care. You should care whether I understand it, because I'm not alone. All across this country, there are people that don't understand that. There are people that don't think that's smart. And if there is a really good reason behind it, I think NASA ought to speak up and tell us what is that reason. and give us the rationale for it. Now, maybe you've written it in some white papers, and maybe the elite hoity-toities in government all know about what your rationale is, but we pay the bills. And so you should communicate to us what is the rationale behind why the manned space program is not going to have a space vehicle to fly. The 2009 class of astronauts, the new astronauts in 2009, of course, they don't get to fly immediately after they are accepted into the astronaut program. They have lots of just intense training they've got to do. They don't even have a spaceship to train on, okay? There's not even any simulators for the Constellation yet. So they don't have a spaceship to fly into space. They don't have anything that they have to train for flying. What's the deal here? This doesn't make sense. And the reason they don't have it is because the people accepted into the 2009 class of astronauts are not scheduled to fly into space until after the space shuttles are retired. They're scheduled to go into space in the 3-year bubble. This makes no sense. What's the deal here? What gives here? Is it possible that NASA is going to unveil some exotic technology that we just don't know about yet? Well, anything's possible, but I doubt that. I doubt it because they are very busy engineering and building the new Constellation system. So I doubt that they're going to be unveiling anything that's exotic technology. All that is bigger and stronger old technology. And, you know, why would you do that and spend your billions on that if you really plan to unveil some exotic propulsion system and exotic technology? That makes no sense. So I don't know. I mean, to me, nothing about this makes sense. And I really think that NASA owes it to the American people to make some sense of this. If there really is some sense to be made, I think it's incumbent upon NASA to make some sense of it. Now, because of the fact that I know I'm speaking to a lot of NASA people tonight, and you didn't, as far as I know, you didn't call in, you didn't share with us what we really need to hear, which is the why, at least do this. Over the coming days, publish some articles, get some articles out in the mainstream media that explain in layman's terms what makes sense about not having a vehicle to fly into space. That should not be all that difficult to do. You ought to be able to write a couple of articles and get those out into the press, into the media. But I think that it really is incumbent upon NASA to communicate that sort of thing to us. Well, as I can see, all of you have finger fatigue and have decided that it's not necessary for you to call in. So, I want to thank everyone who has called in, and we'll go ahead and end the phone line. Thank you for everybody that's called in. You've been fascinating this evening. You really have given me some things to think about, and that is always exciting and interesting for me. For our audience, our listeners in Australia, don't forget, dig into this Sydney story, the sighting in Sydney, and send me everything you can get your hands on about the Sydney sighting. That sounds pretty important. Sydney is a wonderful city. For those of you who have never been to Sydney, Australia, you gotta go to Sydney, Australia. It is a wonderful city, a beautiful city. And, of course, Australia is paradise. It's just a fabulous country. But Sydney is a beautiful city, and it's a big city. And if you had a large triangle, 600 plus feet across, 200 meters across, hovering above Sydney for 5 minutes and then shooting straight up into space, and 400 people saw it, that's a major sighting. That's a big deal. And so if you can get your hands on some information about that, maybe some photos, maybe some videos, be sure you send those along to us. I want to remind you that all the music on the show here at the Kevin Smith Show either comes from GarageBand.com or from Music.Podshow.com or from the artists themselves. So you can go over to either one of those sites, GarageBand.com or Music.Podshow.com, and load up your iPods. There's tons and tons of free music over there. And then some of the music is not free, but most of it is. The vast majority of it is. But there's some that it's like 99 cents to download it. It's worth it, too. And then your iPod will be singing with the best independent music on the planet. All right? Tomorrow night, my guest is going to be Glynis McCants. Glynis McCants, they call the number lady. She's the numerology lady. And we've tried now for several months to get her on the show. She will be with us tomorrow night. And I've never had a numerologist on the show, so I don't really know what to expect. This ought to be fun. You want to be sure and be here. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.